You are invited to a complimentary taster seminar exclusively for sales and marketing directors. Join me, Rod Sloan, on Tuesday, September the 13th, 2011, for how to align your sales and marketing to generate more organic revenue. This event is for sales and marketing directors only. For more information, go to alignsalesandmarketing.eventbrite.com. alignsalesandmarketing.eventbrite.com. Hi, it's Rod Sloan here, and welcome to the September 2011 edition of the No Bull Sales and Marketing Alignment Radio Show. Here we share tips, ideas and tactics on how to transform where you work into a simple no bull business. So my guest this month is Shaz Qureshi, and you may well know Shaz as the CEO at Soccer Management Consultants that specialise in online sales training. And he really is a big innovator and evangelist for online sales training. So this is something you've thought of in your business, you've tried, you maybe think, does it work, doesn't it? What's the value? Should people outside of sales consider taking this form of training as well? I think you get a lot from my interview with Shaz. So, let's get cracking. Let's say hello to Shaz. So today I have with me Shaz Qureshi, who's the Chief Executive of Soccer Management Consultants, the author of Sales Training Online. Hello Shaz, how are you?
Hello Rod, great to be with you.
Okay, now for those of you listening, you probably know Shaz from 20 years ago when he scored a hat-trick for West Ham in the third round of the FA Cup. That's true, isn't it, Shaz?
I thought I scored four, but I'll settle with a hat-trick.
Okay. Shaz has had an illustrious sales career, as now as the CEO of Soccer Management Consultants, he started Sales Training Online. Now, I guess Sales Training Online does what it says on the tin. Is that correct, Shaz?
Yeah, I mean, we looked around the market probably about 4 years ago. Historically, we'd been a training provider, so we were doing the typical classroom stuff, and people would call us in, they'd say, take a look at my proposition, and then give my sales force and marketing people and sometimes technical people, particularly when you're working in technology markets where you've got pre-sales people and so on, some skills so that they can handle customers and position what it is we sell in the most effective way. So we'd go in, we'd write customized training, and then we'd kind of fly around most of Europe and train people in exactly the same way. That used to take months and cost companies a fortune. Mm-hmm. Now, we kind of looked at that and thought, gosh, the technology that's around today could probably do this a lot more effectively and certainly more cheaply. So to cut long story short, we converted all of our generic training into e-learning. And so we made sales training and called our website salestraininginline.com to be able to bring sales training, which is valuable for different people at different times in their jobs, to be available 24/7 very cheaply and very widely.
Okay. Now, for people listening to this, they might be, you know, somewhat skeptical about sales training. You know, think, oh, well, that doesn't work. Now you're making them want to do it online, you know, talking to a computer. How do you react to that with people who might be skeptical about either the value of sales training or training in an online form?
Sorry, Rod, just repeat what you said at the very end. Training in a what form?
Training online as opposed to in a classroom environment.
Okay. Well, there are actually a number of benefits. Firstly, the classroom comes to you. Mm-hmm. So you can fit it in when it suits you. You can do it at 11 o'clock at night. You can do it on a Saturday morning. You can do it at 10 o'clock on a Monday morning if that's okay, when you've got a slot in your agenda. And more importantly, you can take the message at exactly the time that you need it. And what I mean by that is, I had somebody say to me the other day, I was going into a tough negotiation, mm-hmm. and I'm okay, but I sat down and I did half an hour on one of your negotiation skills courses, and that just cleared my mind and made me think about how I'm going to approach this particular sale. So the fact that stuff is online is advantageous from a number of different points of view.
Okay. Now, do you find people take the whole curriculum with you, Shaz, or do they just take certain parts, such as, you know, prospecting or closing, or is it that, are you looking for people to take the whole, you know, A to Z, so to speak?
Well, it's interesting. When you call it the A to Z, Rod, what we used to do in the old days when we ran stuff in classrooms is we would have a 3-day training program, mm-hmm. and on that we'd cover 7 subjects a day.
Wow.
And we essentially have 21 modules, mm-hmm. which then lead to our qualification. And I want to talk just a little bit about that, mm-hmm. because one of the things that we're very proud of is that we are a training partner of the Institute of Sales and Marketing Management. And they've signed us up as an accredited training center, which means that the training that we provide has been endorsed and accredited by them, and that the syllabuses that we follow are subject to what the government publishes in terms of what people should be taught in specific areas, in the same way that the Skills Council would talk about, you know, university courses and A-levels and that kind of stuff. So the sales training that people are buying from us is already to standard, and it is agreed by the Institute of Sales and Marketing Management as being fit for purpose. Because of that, what they've actually said to us is anyone who completes all 21 of your modules, and we have a little assessment at the end of each module, which if you've listened to the module, you will have no issue in sailing through. So if people do all 21, then they actually get a certification in sales and marketing, not from us, but from the Institute of Sales and Marketing Management, which they actually feel is a tangible thing that they can put on their CV, which is actually quite attractive to employers. Okay.
Well, you say that, of course, Shaz, but I've taken those assessments and I failed. So, you know, I don't know what that means. Maybe my sales career is behind me in many ways. But for those people who say listening in, you know, Texas or in Sydney, is this just a British thing? Just can people outside the UK use your resources?
Very much so. We have clients all over the world, and particularly in the US. In fact, all our courses and assessments are hosted by an organization called Success Factors, mm-hmm. who are a business execution company. And they've bought all our stuff in as content, which they sell to corporate America, essentially. And, you know, we find that not only do people who work in English want their salespeople all around the world to be trained in the same way, but because nearly all the textbooks written about sales and also about marketing have been written in English, people historically have learnt in English about this profession. And whilst I'm always getting people from France or Israel or Saudi Arabia writing to me and saying we'd really like local language versions, it's a very, very expensive road to go down. And so to date, we've found that internationally, the products that we have, you know, in English, yeah. do tend to meet most people's requirements.
Now, do you find there are people outside of the sales department who've taken your training? And what would you say to people who might come along and say, well, we'd like some of our non-sales people, but our other business development people, to be sales literate? Can you handle that or help them with that?
Very definitely, Rod. What we tend to do is that some of the courses are extremely generic, so they're almost deliberately aimed at people who are in need of supporting sales. Mm-hmm. So as I say, it could be in pre-sales, could be in post-sales, it could be in customer support, could be in marketing. And there are things in there which are looking also at behavioral skills. So how well you influence people, how you negotiate with them. And I don't mean just money, you know, negotiate for resources, negotiate for time, how well you listen to people, how good you are at motivating other people to do things, how you use your body language, how you analyze that, you know, how you actually are going about talking to people from the first time you meet them. So all of those things are actually life skills, which very definitely are valuable to people, not just in sales, but, you know, people generally in business.
Yeah, sure. Are you finding that there's been that sort of skepticism towards online sales training that I maybe hinted at earlier? Has that sort of, is that breaking down, or is that still a prevalent attitude out there?
I think the recession has actually helped us to uh-huh. break it down more than we thought it would, uh-huh. because people still have a requirement and they can't actually afford it any longer. So the very fact that you don't have to pay for classroom hire, lecturers, travel, lunches, you know, all the bar bills from the evening, which I know is a bit of a shame because people used to enjoy that about the training more than anything else.
So you've taken away all the good stuff. Is that what you're saying, Chaz?
Well, I'm not saying that, Rod, but I'm sure people can get a drink while they're doing the online training if they really want to, which is something you could never do in the past.
And now, not that we're hinting at people should do that. I'm not sure. People shouldn't be in control of their PC after a number of libations. But yeah, I understand in that sense. Okay. So that now, for people who think, this sounds good stuff, where can I get more information about that? Where should people go to find out more about what you can offer them, Chaz?
Well, the easiest thing is to go to our website, which is salestrainingonline.com. Right. And all the details are there. And if you have any questions, drop us an email. We'll respond straight away.
Okay. And you have people talking about what the facility is like that? Do you have sort of customers and clients giving you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Right on the homepage, you'll find a number of movies, which are real life customers, real life candidates, real life administrators in organizations that buy our corporate accounts. And they're all talking, you know, about their experiences on how they've found doing their sales training online.
Okay. So wherever you are on this pleasant earth of ours, you know, you know, if you're in sales, I'm sure you'll want to go along and take a look at sales training online. And also, if you're not in sales, but you're in marketing or some other parts of the company, I'm sure you'll want to take a look at it as well. There's facilities there. Chaz, thanks very much for your time today. That's been really good stuff. Thank you.
Well, that's fantastic, Rod, and I've really enjoyed talking to you. Thank you so much for asking me.
You're welcome. So that's interesting, Chaz. You said how it's more maybe time effective, but I presume this is much more expensive than hiring a trainer and a classroom, isn't it?
I'm really glad you asked me that question, Rod, because to do the same amount of sales training in a classroom environment, we used to charge around £1,800 to £2,000 per person. We now provide all of that and a little bit more for around £500 a head, simply because you haven't got all those other additional costs, which, frankly, are only infrastructure to deliver the sales training. So the only thing we do now is we deliver the materials. And the other thing that's a huge benefit from what used to happen before is we now give an independent certification as a qualification. Typically, when you go on a classroom-based course, you get a certificate of attendance.
Right.
And that's also a major difference. So the two keys are, A, it's about 20-25% of the price and B, it's actually something that is far more valuable to you on your CV.
Okay. So it's 75% cheaper and a lot better.
Yeah, it does what it says on the tin, Rod.